Tess Tammuz, Monday the 7th of July, Rabbi Avram Yitzchok Elbaz, eating and drinking before Shachris.
Morning, everybody. I thank the Misaskim, the Me'arganim, that allowed me to have this opportunity of Start Your Day the Torah Way. In the Kol of Bayalas and Kol Lachavara in Eretz Yisrael and Yushalayim, we also start the Day the Torah Way, Boch Hashem, and I've been primed how to, Mitz Hashem, make this year a success. I'd like to discuss a few things, but I'd like to focus on the eating and drinking before davening. The halacha in Simen Pei Tes or Chaim, halacha Gimel. Also loyless asek mitzracho. A person, when he gets up in the morning, the first focus that a person has to have is to go ahead and daven. Cheftei Shemayim. Mitzracho is his own tzrachim, whether it's business related or not. He shouldn't do that first. Or leilech laderech. To go on the way, if a person has to travel, the first thing he should do is actually spalat tefilas yudches, shmon esrei. Ramo adds, v'yesh makilin, lach ha-shom u'miktsas brachas, at least a person should have a small amount of brachas, brachas ha-shachar, in order to say that he's focusing on Kosh Baruch Hu first. Koidim shom baruch shomar, v'toiv la'achmer. Then the Mechaber goes on and says, v'loi lecho, a person shouldn't eat before davening. V'loi lishtoitz, shouldn't drink either. Aval mayim mutar lishtoitz kodem tefila, vein b'chol, vein b'shav zviyomtiv, v'chein oichlin u'mashkim l'refua mutar. So, apart from discussing whether a person nebuch is sick, and he can't function, so avada he has to have achil u'shtia before he starts davening, apart from that, we're talking about a person that like to take a bite, or take a drink, before he goes and davens. Avdem shteit in the mechaber, the only thing that's mutar l'chol aday is at the moment, is water. Water is not considered anything that's significant, ta'inu, significant, as we'll see soon, as considered something which is preceding davening, so that's mutter. There are at least three reasons why a person should be focused on davening first, before he does anything else. Parenthetically speaking, there is, I believe, a kava yosher that says that if a person wants to have a school that is davening, should be nishmas, if you're not Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should at least be mima'et, you should not speak, communicate so much with other people and shmooze before he dives with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you want your tefillah to be mamish, that's who you're focusing to, do that first. About the Safra Demore Tov, in places where there is non-Jews, Goyim, about that we have to be Mekad Hashem Shemayim. V'shteitzach, I heard a story from Amot Cheshwav, Zichron Nevracha, that all the time when he was the brother of the Gates of Mashgiach, Moshe Shwav, Zichron Nevracha. So all the time when he was walking, he always say good morning to the people in the street, and when he was nifter, there was a elderly woman, non-Jewish woman, that was, where's the rabbi? Where's the rabbi? He said, oh, he passed away. How do you know? How do you know the rabbi? Well, I haven't seen him for a long time, a couple of days already. He hadn't said good morning to me. That's how she knew that that he wasn't here anymore. Uncle Bunim, what are the three reasons why a person should focus on davening and not eat or drink before davening? One, we have mitzvahs of Kriya Shema. Just passed Pashas Balak, a person gets up in the morning, Kriya Shema, Tefillin, Tefillah, etc. And a person is not allowed to do anything else, especially eating or drinking, which will be Mamshich, will get him involved, that he won't do the mitzvahs of the Yom. By the way, this is also in the Ger Rosh Hashanah, in the Minig and Yeshivas, we daven first, then we have a break, we eat a little bit, then we go back for Tkiya Shofar and Musaf. However, those that know are also makpid as well on Sukkis. Person who has the mitzvah's lulav, the first thing he does, some amnoyik afil in the sukkah, to take the lulav and esrei before he goes to davening and do the mitzvah. Why? Because if you're going to eat before and you didn't do the mitzvah, so you're not supposed to eat before you do the mitzvah's hayoyim. So tefillah and kriya shma is also one of those things. However, says the Mishnah Berurah that te'ima is mutter, kebeitza is going to be aser. To be mamshich in the suda, you have to have a shia suda. So the shia suda is a beitza and more, so less than that is called a te'ima, that would be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah here is even more machmir. There's two reasons. First one is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'oisi yishlachta achar gavecho." Oma Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "La'acha she'ochal v'shosa u'minizgoe kibal lo machu shemayim." First, you take care of your physical needs. Become a balgaiva, and then you come and say hello to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what am I saying? Dos? Oisi yishlachta. You threw me away. Achar gavecha. After your goof, that's a balgaiva. Not interested in your tefillah so much. The second is, and this is a machlokes rishonim, Ken Zayin, whether loy soichlu al adam, says the Mishnah Berurah, וגם הסכימו דבריהם על הפוסק לא יסויך לו אדם, זה גמור, הם ברוכס, לא יסויך לו אדם, לא יסויך לו קודם שתספר לו על דמכם. Before you daven, you have to be mismalo for yourself. You have to be mevakesh for yourself. Al adam. Lo yisoich lu al adam. Don't eat before you mevakesh al dimche. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu te'imo ba'alma osur. Not like the first reason. These two reasons is not because you're going to be mapshich to a suda which have a shia suda. These two reasons are reasons because you're showing that the tzorchei shamayim are second seat to the tzorchei aguf. And if the tzorech aguf is first, you focus on yourself. What's what am I says does? Can't do that. So therefore, you have to be damned first. Now there's a more taken off kamina even between these two second and third reasons. What is it? Shmuel Rabbi Halacha says that what does it mean to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim? Kriya Shema. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Kabbalah ol malchus shamayim would be that you're showing that the guy voice is second to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Sholom. So that Lav Davka, you have to be Dam Shmoneh Esrei. So therefore, in order to be Yoytze, the Oysi Yishlach Ta'acha Gavecha, if a person would say Kriya Shema first, he'd be Yoytze ready, be able to eat or drink. As opposed to Lesoich Le'al Adam, Lesoich Le'al Adam is Bakoshes and requests. So request is only in Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei is talking about Bakoshes. If that's the case, then that's totally in Shmoneh Esrei, not totally in Kriya Shema. Oh, says to be Halacha, if that's the case, I am a shabur of Masha Kasavti, Vigam, his kimu derev, and afkimina, Bazeh Atama Shani, less of Afil Akak Shakibal of Omacha Shemai. A person who said already Kriya Shema, and now he wants to eat or drink something, Allah Sayyidul Aladam is still there. Chasidim Zogin says in Tehillim, Kabel Hashem, Chazak, Vyameis Livecha, Vikabel Hashem. First you have a Kabe before you start Davening. Chazak, Vyameis Livecha, those are Davening. And then knock them, come on Hashem, knock them all, come here to Davini. That's Chassidim Zogin. So the Shaila is, we'll get the coffee and milk v'chulei soon, if that's 100% or not. Akobarim, that's a bimelitza, bimelitza. But the Iker is, says the Mishnah Berurah, that a person has two nekudis to be mekabel. Aleph, Omach HaShemayim, and Bez, Lesoich Lel Adam. And even if a person was mekabel, Omach HaShemayim, but Lesoich Lel Adam, Ken Zay, is still Kayom, still there. So you have to say at least Shmon Esrei. This is the Rambam, by the way. The Rambam brings in a Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam brings in a Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's Kenzah's even a Doraisa. Even though most Rishonim hold, most Achronim hold, the Lesoich Lo'al Adam is only an Asmachta, it's not a Doraisa. But the Rambam Kanireya brings it as a Doraisa. So it means it's very, very, very shvel, very, very critical to daven before a person has to eat. Again, I want to emphasize, we're not talking about a person who never is sick. Drink and eat and drink. Both. Sorry. Yes. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I was listening. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good. Oh, now.
You could say any
tefillah.
Why
Shmoneh Esrei? Oh, so. We'll soon get there. Yes, it's right. The lav davka, the bakosh has to be tefillah of Shmoneh Esrei itself. But the normal procedure is that a person is davening Shmoneh Esrei. For women, with marshal, they should also say a bakosh. And the babas, even though they didn't daven mam Shmoneh Esrei, but they said a bakosh. They're always saying bakosh. They're always saying davening before. They said, as a matter of fact, I saw the Rav brought it before. It says over there that Rav Shlomo Zalman had the minig that he said the last few psukim of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zemayin Zadovit. It says, Hashem Hayei Oizeli. And over there it says, Loshon Bakosha and Atfilo. Shema Hashem Vechoneini, Hashem Hayei Oizeli, Hafach the Mizmati, Lamocholi, Betach the Saki, Betazvini Simcho, Imani Zemecha Chavad, Loidoi, Hashem Elokai, Loidim Adeko. So, in this case, there is a tefillah and there is a bakosha there as well. Even though it wasn't Shmoneh Esrei particularly, but he said a bakosha. I don't know why he picked Bidiyuk those three psukim at the end of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Zemayin Zadovit, but the nekud over there was a bakosha and there was a tefillah there, and that he said before he took a drink or even to eat. Okay. So, first of all, the Indian, what about Shabbos and Yom Tov? L'choira, Shabbos and Yom Tov should be the same. Or maybe not. We have a tefillah avada l'gabe kriya shema l'gabe kabbalah zol malchus shemayim. That's poshet. that a person has to be mekabel lemachas shemayim sayim Shabbos sayim a weekday. But the gabi the bakoshes that we have, all the bakoshes of the weekday, we don't have those bakoshes. We have sabein b'tuvecha, sameach nafshin b'shuasecha, tali be'lov the chabemes. Really, is dika bakoshes. Is there a leseiflu al adam? Well, let's look at the mechaber. The mechaber himself says bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos v'yomtiv. So there will be no nafkamina legabei eating or drinking before davening, whether it's Shabbos or a weekday. So let's get back to the Bar B'Alocha for a moment. The B'Alocha seems to be saying there's a great nafkamina between the two timing, the two reasons. One is the reason of Kabbalah Zom HaChashamayim, and the second is Loisoich La'aladam, says the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, even if a person said Kriya Shema, he still shouldn't be able to be eating until he davens. Story was, a person got up late, and Nebuch, he didn't daven Shachris. And the first tefillah that he's going to have is Mincha. I know, it doesn't usually happen, but such a thing, it's Chas V'Shalom Aleichem, such a thing happens, maybe, you know, in Bachrim or others, they got up late, and he didn't have a chance to daven Shachris because it was a little late. Later than the usual time he got up. So what should he do? This is very interesting. You would say, what do you mean? He's in the middle of the day. He missed Shachris. So why should he have any? No. Loisoichlu al hadam is still nogea, even if the first tefillah of the day is going to be mincha. Would you imagine? I'm not sure about Myra, but if he slept the whole day, but if he slept at least a half a day, if the first tefillah of the day is mincha, then in the Chanami, he has to say the tefillah first. He's not allowed to eat. Chutz from the original reason that we said, that a person who can't eat because of te'ima before the mitzvahs, he needs to tefillah, he needs to tefillah, Kriya Shema, nothing. The second chiddush is even another chiddush. Second chiddush is, what about Kabbalah Zom HaChashamayim? Kabbalah Zom HaChashamayim, the he hasn't done either. So we can frag in Akash, is the halacha of Kavod Zom HaChashamayim afilu achazman Kriya Shema? And the answer is yes. Because Mitzad Echad, you weren't mekayem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but Mitzad Sheni, you still were not mekabel Zom HaChashamayim. So it says in Mishnah Berurah. That's right. So not the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Afilu if a person got up so late after zman Kriya Shema, and he's not going to be mekayem the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, so Im Kain, if a person got up late and his first tefillah is going to be mincha, says the Mishnah Berurah, at least he should be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It's after zman Kriya Shema, doesn't matter. He still had to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim by day Kriya Shema itself. Now the shaila is how many of the parshiyos are considered Kabbalah Zom HaChashamayim, is the Pasuk Rishon good enough? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is that considered enough to be Mekabel or not? Okay. So now, barring the issue of a person who never was sick, a person who is healthy, and he wants to eat or drink, he should at least say Kabbalah Zom HaChashamayim. It's better to also daven l'soichel l'adam and add the tefillah as well. Okay. Now the shaila is, and what's mutter to eat or drink? What's mutter to eat or drink? Fathers allowed to drink water. If a person gets up early, he has himself a nice coffee. The Mishnah is very, very stark about not having coffee with milk and not having coffee with sugar as well. Black. Would have offered me white, but there's such a thing called black coffee as well. Black coffee. Black, says the Mishnah Berurah, das nishken gaiva. You drink black coffee, it's bitter, bitter, bitter than coffee. Says the Mishnah Berurah. V'chol zeh, v'loi tzukar, v'loi cholov, v'oilom, noigim lo'okel, lishtes im tzukar. The used to have these cubes of
sugar. They put it in their mouth, and then they drank, and through the sugar, it sweetened the coffee on the way down. That the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, that's okay.
I heard there's this Chashev Rav in New York, Reb Shlomo Belsky, I heard that he does that as well. Others say that shouldn't be doing that. Baal Kabbalim, he was Mekel, and Fina Mishabur, Kipshuta, he stated that a person who drinks with the sugar in his mouth already, I was giving his just somewhere else, and he said his father does with chocolate. That's because a guy not but in your mouth, kanire is the pshat that say that. So now the shaila is the mishabur lechayr is very machmir. Black is black. Black is not white with sugar. Black is black coffee. We know what black coffee tastes like, and it's a gaiva. But we see from the masham is brought down, and also Chaim Derech Sicha is quoted as well. Chaim Knievsky Shlita that nowadays the coffee with sugar, afilu with milk. So therefore, a person who wants to have a coffee with milk and sugar, he's allowed to drink that even before davening. Now, however, it's mashma that even so, the feeling of shavur. There's two reasons. Any chanami tima you don't have, but other two reasons you still have. So, the mele the halacha of kabbalah olam hashemayim, the a person should at least say kriyashma at least the first pasuk. Before he takes a drink of coffee, he should at least be mechayim, try to be mechayim, that Olam HaShemayim, that's very chalal dan. In the Chanami, maybe he can't do. What's very, very negayah is... I understand. What's Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim wasn't Moedani. Moedani was a filler, but wasn't Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim. What's negayah is also on Shabbos. Amol, people have davening, which is later, so they want to learn before davening. So they have davening, which is later, so they are allowed to have this coffee before davening, but they should at least say Krishma. It's ideal, say Krishma before it. Which is not the Zach. You wouldn't believe this, but in Piskei Tshuva, not Piskei Tshuvas, in Piskei Tshuva state, what a person can have is shot of whiskey before he goes to shul. Mm-hmm. Would you believe it? Mm-hmm. Would you believe it? I'm not saying so much, but a shot of whiskey before, just to get him going, just the person wants to get going. And the Piskei Tshuva over there is makel on a shot of whiskey before he goes to shul, because it's not considered that's something that he needs. God, Weiss the Chois, he needs in order to get going before davening. But even if we have all of these kulis, okay, I feel achad davening. It's not the Piskei Tshuva, it's the Piskei Tshuva, the original one. The Pityarski. Okay. Akupanin.
So how could it be that if he's going to say Krishma beforehand, before to be able to facilitate him to have his coffee, then he's in order to be machma not to have the coffee before, he's going to have the Krishma bechaseo, because the Piyotz with Krishma before. Then afterwards, we'll be able to have the coffee.
So you're asking another child if what's better, to say Krishma without brachis or not? That's a good child. So he could make a tenai. He can make a tenai also, that he can, at least the Kabbalah Olam HaShemayim Shabbat, you'll be mekayim, and then the brachis Krishma with the mitzvah, they'll do b'shas ma'isvah, it says the brachis. This child is even if a person wouldn't be eating or drinking before davening, because l'chayr, he has the same, if a person's going to miss Krishma, so what should he do?
In order to facilitate the coffee.
Yeah, I hear. Okay. Okay. Now, this halacha, by the way, is as the achilu shtia before davening is one nekuda, but there's also chesed shemayim that you have to do, that you're allowed to do before davening. That's tzrachov. A person needs to check something. I don't know. I mean, checking something that is work related. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that before davening. Maybe you should be doing something that's davening first. Or checking the news. Checking the news. Why is that mutter? That's tzorchei aguf. That's not tzorchei shamayim. I heard a ma'aseh b'shem Reb Shimshon David Pinkis, zichrono livracha. I'm not sure of all the details, but it's mashma that on a Friday morning, since it's the halacha, that a person, a husband, should be mishtatev in the hadlakas neris. In Pirshei Mishnah, in Mishnayis, is mashma that if you take a look at the Bamei Madlikin state, Eiravtem, Isartem, Iravtem, Hadliku es Aner. Hadliku es Aner is a statement. It's not a question. Hadliku es Aner. So the Poshet Pshat is that you could see if the Ner is lit, if the candles are lit, or not. Isartem, he doesn't know. So he's asking the household, did you take off Meiser? Iravtem doesn't know. Did you make an Erev like the Rav spoke before? He doesn't know. Did you make an Erev? Eruv Chetzeres? Hadliku es Aner, the Chor is telling you whether you can see it or not.
So Hadlikos in there, it's getting late. Hadlikos in there, light in there. Says Rabbi Kivagan, I have a raya that the husband has to be mishtatif in the lighting of the candles of his wife. In the Chanami, the Iker Mitzvah of lighting the candles, because you do on the Gemara Brocha, the Gemara Shabbos, is on the women, that they are Mekabel Shabbos together with lighting the Halakas Neris. The matzah that the women are not there in the Chanami that the husband should light. But every week, the husband also has to be mishtatev in lighting the Neris. How is it? He makes sure that's there. He cleans it, he prepares it. And the only thing that's left before Shabbos is that the wife has to light the Neris. So we made a dosh state in the Mishnah. He signed them. He wrapped him. Hadliku es aner. That's my chiyuv. Because all the hachonis, the atova and the hachona of the neris has already been done. So Mela, the chiyuv on the father, on the husband only. And the Mela says hadliku es aner. So Mela, I heard him from a story that Reb Shimshon Dama Pikas and Chen Avracha, before he went out, he's a very busy man. Vice Chois didn't come home till late. Before even Shachris, he, on Friday morning, he used to be mate of the neris to make sure that his mitzvah was done before he came back, because it would be too late when he comes back. Ah, it's before davening. That's considered Chepse Shemai. Chepse Shemai is mutter before Chepse Haguf, or I feel before davening as well. Okay, so so far we've spoken about somebody who wants to eat or drink, or someone wants to do some tracha beforehand. I heard an interesting shaila. You do on Hilchos Shabbos that you're supposed to make Kiddush Friday night as well as Shabbos Baday. You do that if someone, for whatever reason, forgot or didn't have wine to make Friday night Kiddush, what should he do by day? Has to make it up. Mm-hmm. Has to be mashlim. That's the Mekadosh Shabbos, even though usually you don't say Mekadosh Shabbos B'chlav during the day, Al Kein Berach Hashem B'chulei, but over here, since you didn't do it last night, you don't start with Vayechulu, because Vayamshish Vayechulu is only in the Gea Friday night, but Shabbos by day, you mechuyev to say the Mekadosh Shabbos. Shtelzach Nefrage, Chakira Afilu, what's the halacha legabei Shabbos morning Kiddush when a person forgot to say the Friday night Kiddush? Is it Midin Tashlumin? Or is it within the fact that now you mechuyev to say Kiddush? One of the nafkaminas is, the halacha is that a person is not allowed to eat or drink, afilu mayim, Friday night, as opposed to Avdolah. For Avdolah, we know that a person is allowed to drink mayim before Avdolah, but Kiddush, afilu mayim, the Gemara says in Psochim, is also to drink before you make Kiddush. Now, what about this particular case? He is the chorek being mashlim is Kiddush for Friday night. So if it's within Tashlumin, that means he's making a Kiddush of Friday night in the morning. Im Kain, the same halacha is that would apply, even though before davening Mayim is Mutter, but now he has a Chiv of Kiddush. And his Chiv of Kiddush normally Shabbos morning starts after Shachris. So Mela, you're allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush. You didn't daven yet. Without making Kiddush first. But here, you are in the middle because the person forgot to say Kiddush last night. And the halacha is that last night's Kiddush is an Isser of Mayim. If that's the case, what in the morning? Or do we say, no, it's not within Tashlumin. Not that you're making up the Kiddush from last night, and therefore all the Isurim of eating or drinking before Kiddush, even before davening in this case, would also apply, but rather it's a Chiv Kiddush today as well. Kipshutai, the Chiv Kiddush is not a Tashlumin, the Chiv Kiddush is a vote that you're saying Kiddush today for the first time, and a Chanam, you have to say the Nusach, Mekadosh HaShabbos, but you don't get all the dinim. But that would be interesting enough, Kamina, the guy, but this halacha, even though Mayim normally would be mutter, in this case, on Shabbos morning, if a person forgot, it's more chomer. I want to conclude, Vamed Vom Amurim, this is all talking about where a person is, Baruch Hashem, healthy. He needs something to drink to get himself going. But Satan in the Mechaba Vaiter, Hatzomei V'harov Harayim Mechal HaChoylim. A person is never sick. Someone is so thirsty, or someone is so hungry, he can't function. If a person has the ability to focus on his davening, and the chanami should daven, if he wants to, he's allowed to eat or drink in order to focus on his davening. Now this has to be taken into context. A person can make a chasana meal in the morning because of Baruch Hashem, I can't focus on my davening. So mainly he has everything from the beginning to dessert, and then he goes to davening. For Shteitzach, that's not. It's only enough for the person to be satisfied, to be able to focus on davening itself. So even though he's Baruch Hashem healthy, but his needs for davening itself is also considered a choyle for him to be able to eat or drink before davening. The Mishnah Berurah says also that if a person is taka going to eat, and he's taka going to come to shul, it shouldn't be a matzev. It shouldn't be a sifas chaveri. You should refrain from that. If a other person can eat or drink, but yesh limnoya, and there it becomes a matzah. We discuss all the news and everything together. That's the matzah for davening. That's nish richtig. You have to drink, you have to eat, say that, but you shouldn't make it into a whole situation. Matzah. By the Sfaradim, they have a, I don't want to call it a minute, but they have a salutation, say, bechavot. Bechavot! When I want to serve somebody, serve somebody a drink or something, say, Bechavot! Is that what to say before davening? So there are some Puskin that spoke out that you can't say, but you should be, even if a person is having a shir before davening and is being tea or cake or whatever, little things being served before him, but after he came, he should refrain from saying Bechavot, because Bechavot is showing that you're being Mechavot, a ben Adom, kilu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, you're allowed to serve the person, but you should refrain from saying that. David is 11, and we should be zeiche, take it, and we do our utmost, down with utmost kavona, amen, amen.